Hello, this is DJ Freak, and this is Oval Hour, pulling the rad facts straight from the White House on Wednesdays 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be discussing two presidents, Ulysses S. Grant and Dwight D. Eisenhower. My guests today are Chastine and Nicole, my two roommates. How are you guys today?
Pretty good.
We just saw Soul Candy. This was my first time seeing Soul Candy because last time, I believe, the Giants were playing and I watched that instead. I felt a little bad, but the Giants won, so it wasn't that bad.
I think it was much bigger of an event.
You definitely watched it too. I remember that. You were in the other room. Nicole, did you go to Soul Candy last time?
Yeah, but I performed, so I didn't really watch.
You performed last time? Why'd you tell us we're your roommates?
I would have went for some of it.
I would have just gone to your portion. I would have gone to more. What did you do?
I danced with Copamelia, but I'm too short, so y'all probably didn't see me.
We saw the video, right, in class?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that video class. Of you. It was Lilo and Stitch, right?
Yep.
It was like a theme, like it was a Hawaiian roller coaster ride, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember actually looking for her on the video. She is kind of small.
It's okay.
In the background. Wait, didn't we get someone to do that dance in class? Was that a different class?
That could have been a different class. I don't remember that.
I don't remember either.
They just showed the video.
I feel like we forced someone to do the dance in some class that I also had with them. I don't remember, though. It's kind of iffy right now. So, did you like Soul Candy? I saw some of it. I had work, so I saw the later half. I think you saw a little more than I did. I saw Jake perform. He shredded it. It was awesome. I love... Oh, God. That music is, right to the soul.
Great.
I love that music so much. And someone sang Coldplay. That was cool. Yemma did stand-up. That was pretty funny. What else did you guys see?
I'm not too big on names at the moment, but I know I seen a couple people dancing to, it was a Hawaiian song, I'm not sure.
Oh, they did the Poly Club danced.
Yeah.
Are you in the Poly Club?
No, sadly, no. Sorry.
No. Why not?
I don't really dance.
I'm actually thinking about doing it next year.
Really?
Possibility.
Hey, maybe we should all do it.
We should just, we'll have a little time to ourselves, roommate bonding. Let's go do some Polynesian dancing. We can all learn together. Maybe we can perform at Soul Candy together next year.
Oh, we'll have to see about that
one. We could try.
Shribe would love that.
Catch us at Pinafore 58.
Totally do that dance. It's awesome.
That could be our name.
We are the Hawaiian dancers of P58. It's cooler if we say the P.
Yeah.
You know, it's much cooler. I want to keep talking about Soul Candy, but my show is about presidents. So I think, I need my listeners to, they want to hear some presidents. Do you guys like presidents?
Go Obama?
Go Obama? older presidents, history. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think Nicole has some fun facts.
Okay, well, I only know that Ronald Reagan liked jelly beans, okay?
That's all you know?
Wait, didn't someone get stuck in a bathroom?
Okay, yeah, I know another president got stuck in a bathtub, but...
Taft?
Yeah.
Have you been listening to my shows?
Oh.
No? Okay, maybe just know those facts. Yeah, that's... Okay, maybe you could have lied and just said you have been listening to my show.
I love your show!
All the time.
You listened one time, I remember. You guys came and you brought me some stuff, and it was beautiful, so you listened. Well, you know I love presidents.
Yes,
it's true.
Do.
Very true. And both of our presidents today are war heroes. And, war heroes are really important. They normally become better known presidents because they had not only their presidency to be looked at, but also their achievements in the war. Some military achievements. Ulysses S. Grant served as the U.S. general and commander of the Union armies during the late years of the American Civil War, later becoming the 18th United States president. Grant graduated in 1843 from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and retired after serving in the Mexican-American War. When the Civil War began in 1861, he rejoined the U.S. Army in 1862, Grant took control of Kentucky and most of Tennessee and led the Union forces to recover to victory in the Battle of Shiloh, earning a reputation as an aggressive commander. After the Civil War, Grant led the Army's supervision of the Reconstruction in the former Confederate states. Elected president in 1868 and re-elected in 1872, Grant stabilized the nation during the turbulent Reconstruction period, persecuted the Ku Klux Klan, and enforced civil and voting rights laws on using the Army and the Department of Justice. He used the Army to rebuild the Republican Party as well. And in addition to focusing on Reconstruction, Grant signed legislation establishing the Department of Justice, the Weather Bureau, also known as National Weather Service, and the first a national park, Yellowstone. But he also had some major scandals. Like, most people remember him as being this war hero, like, yeah, U.S., woo, way to go, yeah. But he had a ton of scandals.
Can I hear some scandals? That's interesting.
I like scandals. You scandalous.
Ugh. I know you guys like scandals. I know you love scandals. We talk about so many things in our room that we shouldn't.
Hey, that's our own little thing.
Different radio show.
Different radio show. Maybe we could have one like P58 turning down the gossip. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure people would listen to that one.
I'm pretty sure they would. They'd be like, give me the juicy details.
We have to come up with code names, though.
Yeah, we don't want to, like, say real people's names. Yeah. See, that's when it would get a little difficult, because we don't want to, like, spread rumors, but we want to spread rumors. Yeah. But, you know, we want to keep it real. So he had five major scandals. One was Black Friday. I remember this one from U.S. history. The other ones I don't remember so much, but I looked them up to kind of refresh my mind. But Black Friday was Jay Gould and James Fisk tried to corner the gold market, driving up its price. When Grant realized what was happening, he had the Treasury Department add gold into the market, causing the price to plummet. So basically he was like, nope, I'm going to make make the gold go down. I remember learning about that one. I don't remember why it's called Black Friday. Probably was on a Friday, most likely. It was September 24th, 1869.
It was a dark day.
I'm going to assume it's a Friday. The second scandal was Credit Mobiler. The official of the Credit Mobiler Company stole money from the Union Pacific Railroad. They sold stocks at a huge discount to the members of Congress as a way to cover up their wrongdoings. When this was released, Grant's vice president was implicated. Wow, that's pretty bad. That's some bad scandals right there. That
sounds pretty bad.
That's like some Bill Clinton stuff going on. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. These scandals are off the hook.
And you still got what, three more?
Two more.
Okay, no, I can't
three.
Count.
There's three.
Okay.
You can count.
She's not a major in math.
Whiskey ring. In 1875, many distilleries and federal agents were fraudulently keeping money that should have been paid as a tax on liquor. Grant was part of the scandal when he protected his personal secretary from punishment. That sounds all right. I mean, I'd imagine a lot of presidents have like tried to cover up a lot of things.
They gotta stick up for their homies.
That's for sure. I'm always doing that. Like, you steal money? I guess I gotta cover you. We're homies. Like, that's cool.
Same with roomies.
The next one is private collector of taxes. Grant's Secretary of Treasury, William A. Richardson, gave a private citizen, John Sanborn, the job of collecting delinquents' taxes. Sanborn kept 50% of his collections, but got greedy and began collecting more than allowed before it was investigated by Congress. Greed. Greed and money.
Doesn't really get you nowhere, though. Sometimes.
Money? It can get you a lot of places. Like, I can get a lot of, like, cool, like, things.
Sports cars.
When I think of money, I think of McChickens. What? Like, chickens? You know, like McChickens, like from McDonald's.
McChickens.
Yeah, you know when people are like, if I had $20, that could get me 19 McChickens.
Yeah, I usually think of the dollar store, but you think of food.
McChickens. You mean, McChickens. I know what you're talking about. Like, I normally buy nuggets. So, like, when there's that, like, what is it, 20 for five?
Yeah, I think it's like, yeah.
No, 40 for
No, it's 20 for $5.
Oh, 20, so then it's 10 for 40. Like, yeah. That is the best thing on earth. Like, no.
I don't know who needs that many, but.
I do. I need that many.
You're going to need, like, 5 packets of sauce. Like,
you just need a jar.
Maybe a jar. Yeah, that sounds better.
Just a jar of McNuggets, that's for sure. I'm gonna, that'll be in our room soon.
I mean, we'll have a jar for everything.
We'll have a jar for everything. Like, jars are really essential. Like, why are you making fun of me? I thought it was a good idea. They're just hating on my jars in the room. They have things in them. They hold things. Like, who doesn't
want
that?
They smell like pickles.
They smell like pickles because they're pickle jars. Like, it makes sense. I don't know what you're bashing. Okay, let's stop bashing on me and let's start bashing on S. Grant. Come on.
All right. Bring him on. Let's go.
His final scandal was the Secretary of War bribe. In 1876, it was founded that Grant's Secretary of War, W.W. Belk, Knapp, was accepting bribes. He was unanimously impeached by the House of Representatives, and he resigned. That seems pretty solid and simple. Like, I feel like that happens a lot, and we just don't hear it on the news. Or we do hear it on the news. Like, yo, you were doing some bad things, so we're going to impeach you so you can resign. Like, just do it. You need to do it now. Like, it's better than later.
I think they'd rather just resign instead of being impeached. Just, like...
Yeah, it's kind of like when you know you're going to get fired and you're like, I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to quit. No big deal. So, I have some fun facts about Ulysses S. Grant. Want to hear the first one?
Let's go.
It's kind of a common one that I find for fun facts is normally the president's name is not their original name. Like, their maiden, or not maiden name, their... born name. I think that's what I can call it, a born name.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, like, their real name when legally what they're called. Normally they either change them legally, like they get the documents done, or they just keep going by the same name.
And then just becomes permanent.
It just kind of becomes permanent. Yeah. So, Ulysses S. Grant is one of them. Ulysses wasn't his first name. It was Herma Ulysses Grant, and was stuck with the name Ulysses S. Grant due to a mistake on his application form to West Point. And as with President Harry S. Truman, the middle initial S doesn't stand for anything. Oh. But having the name U. dot S, Grant gained Herma that nickname Sam, as in Uncle Sam among soldiers. So the S became known as Sam. Hmm. So they started calling him Uncle Sam, U.S.,
That's interesting, actually.
It's like, I want to throw a random initial in my name.
See what people can come up with.
But you already have an initials, right?
Like,
you have a middle name, right, Nicole?
Yeah, but it's... Well, technically, it's, like, part of my first name.
Oh,
technically.
You're, like, a lot of Filipinos.
Thanks. Just thanks.
Wait, what is it?
It's Nicole Alexis.
Oh, we know that.
I signed it on like what, homework? Aww. And that's it.
It was gonna come to me eventually. I definitely remember
not
it.
Not even gonna lie, I probably wouldn't have thought about
See,
it.
See, it's like I can throw a random initial, like let me throw in like R.
Z. Do Z. Do Nicole Alexis Z. That's a cool initial. Like who has the middle initial Z? That's not a thing. It's definitely not a thing. Okay, well, Grant has more than one cool fun fact.
All right, let's hear the next one.
Grant was an average student at West Point. Grant wasn't great at academics and avoided church services, but he was a skilled horseman. His future battlefield foe, Robert E. Lee, was one of the West Point's greatest students, and later its commandant. So, I mean, I guess being a good student doesn't really, like... No, I probably shouldn't say that being a good student... really affects, like... No, I'm not going to say it. Yeah.
Holding back.
Okay, I'm going to do a couple more, and then we're going to take a break. Right. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I want you to be ready. Grant and Lee served in the Army during the Mexican War. Lee was the chief of staff for General Winfield Scott, while Grant served under General Zachary Scott. Both men received high marks for their superiors. From their superiors. So that's kind of trippy. I mean, it is the U.S. Civil War, so it kind of makes sense that you did previously serve with someone before getting to a civil war, because it's amongst one nation or culture or country. So it kind of makes sense. But Grant and Lee actually met twice at the end of the Civil War after their famous meeting in Appomattox courthouse on April 9th, 1865. Grant rode out to the Confederate Army the next day, accompanied by a few men to seek out Lee. The men discussed military matters, and Grant asked Lee to ask all the Confederate armies to lay down their arms. Lee deferred, saying that it was a matter for the President Lincoln to address. That's kind of cool. They met again. It was kind of like, we meet again.
Reminds me of Star Wars. Random, I know. Sorry.
Definitely, for sure. So, we're going to take a break. Before the break, we were talking about Soul Candy, and we also talked a little bit about Ulysses S. Grant. And after the break, we'll continue with some fun facts about Ulysses S. Grant. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street, faster than the wind, passionate as sin, ending so suddenly. Loving him is like trying to change your mind once you're already flying through the free fall. Like the colors in autumn so bright, just before they lose it all. Losing him was blue like I never knew. Start.
hey, this is DJ Freak, and this is Oval Hour. And my guests today are Chastine and Nicole, my two roommates. Yeah. Before the break, we talked a little bit about Soul Candy because it started at 7, right? 7.
I believe 6:30, actually.
It started. Oh.
Sometime.
Yeah, Soul Candy was earlier today, and I hope you guys tuned in live at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Before the break, we also talked about Ulysses S. Grant, a war hero. He's my first president, and we got his bio, and now we're going to get more into the facts, some fun facts. I think they're fun. Sometimes people are like, oh, his shirt size isn't fun, but you know, it's whatever. So, we're going to start out with Grant and Lincoln. So, whenever I look facts up, I think I talked about this last show, there's always something related to the president, something them knowing, like, Abraham Lincoln or going to his funeral or something like that, or JFK, they're like, oh, I saw his assassination, or I went to his funeral and stuff like that. Like, there's always something connecting those presidents together. And Ulysses S. Grant has one. That's a shocker. Grant had narrowly had been invited to go to the Ford Theater with President Lincoln, but he and his wife Julia decided to travel to New Jersey to visit their kids instead. Had he attended, he may have been a target as well. So that's kind of scary. He might have been assassinated along with Abraham Lincoln. That would have been a little scary. Grant was also the youngest president elected at the time. The former general was 46 years old and never held elected office when he took office in 1869. His experience would be a factor in a 8-year term in the midst of the Reconstruction. Grant also tried to annex the Dominican Republic to the U.S. The president wanted the Dominican Republic in the Union for several reasons. As a military base, as a sanctuary for freed slaves, as a market for U.S. goods. The trade was approved by the Dominicans, but stalled in the Senate. Grant's fight with the Senator Charles Sumner divided the Republican Party. I remember learning about that. I think we had like a whole like day in class to talk about Charles Sumner and Ulysses S. Grant and how they fought. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm pretty sure Charles Sumner is the dude that like punch someone, right? I think they had like a fist fight or something. I should look that up.
He had a fist fight?
Yeah, Charles Sumner like fought someone. Like he literally, they fought each other like fist fight with someone. I think it might have been Abraham Lincoln, but I'm gonna say no to that. I think it was another Senate member, like it was someone, another politician. They fought. I wish I looked that up. I'll bring it up next show because it's really bothering me that I can't remember that. But don't worry, both of Grant's parents witnessed his presidency. That's pretty cool. I want my parents to witness my presidency if it ever happens. Wow, thanks.
Big dream.
You'll have our vote.
Oh, yes. Even if I'm a communist? Maybe?
No comment.
We'll see.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
No comment? Okay, well, who knew Grant couldn't stand the sight of blood?
Oh.
Although he witnessed some of the bloodiest battles in history, Grant could not stand the sight of blood. Rare steak nauseated him, and he was known to cook his meat to the point of charring.
Ooh.
That's an interesting thing to be, like, I know people are scared to get their blood drawn, but, like, and I guess there's a lot of people who are, like, queasy about blood. Like, they're like, ugh. They watch like movies and they're like, oh, fake blood. Oh, like I'm like, no, it's just fake blood, guys. Just fake blood.
I don't know. I know people actually do that to their meat all the time. It doesn't look appetizing.
Like char it. I kind of like having my burgers well done. Like, oh. No, that's just me.
Just you.
That's just me.
I like a little like blood in it now. Like. Not to sound nasty, but.
No, I mean, it's normal to, like, have it be juicy and yeah, lots of people like to have blood in their meat. I mean, people order things rare. I just think it's kind of weird, and
Might as well eat it at home.
Yeah, you just take the package and stuff it in your mouth. Might as well. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Grant, like life in the fast lane. Ooh, I like this one. As president, Grant received a speeding ticket by a police officer who failed to recognize him. He was fined for driving his horse too fast to the streets of D.C.
Ooh, speed racer. Did you like
that? I think that's kind of, that's pretty funny, you know? Riding the Mustang out.
Ooh, I gotta ride this horse. Ooh. He just, take it after me, policia. That's how I imagined it, like, in my head. Like, he's on his horse, and he's just like, let's go. And he just starts speeding with his horse. He's like, I'm off.
When you said he got a speeding ticket, it did kind of throw me off. I was like, wait.
Did he get a real horse, speeding ticket? You know, it is the Civil War and stuff. Yeah. Well, every man has a woman behind him. Not always. It's not true. Not true. Sometimes men have men behind them. Women have a woman behind them.
Yes.
But he was married to Julia Boggs. married his West Point roommate sister, Julia Boggs Dent, on August 22nd, 1848. They had three sons and only one daughter. Their son, Frederick, would become the Assistant Secretary of War under President William McKinley. Julie was known as an excellent hostess and first lady. She gave their daughter, Nellie, an elaborate White House wedding while Grant was serving as president. That's nice.
Wow.
I want to be, like, married at the White House.
And
I
mean, president.
I mean,
and
wait, let's go back. So he married his roommate's sister.
Yes.
Huh.
That's not weird, right? No, yeah. I mean, you're going to marry someone you know from someone else, most likely.
Pretty much.
Oh, very true, very true. All right. Okay.
I mean, realistically, you are. It's going to be like, I mean, hopefully I don't, it's kind of weird to think like, oh, hey, I might marry my brother's best friend. Like,
okay. Yeah, that's what kind of threw me off, you know?
I mean, they were roommates. Like, that's a little different. They might have not been like straight up homies 24/7. Like, they're just like, what if I marry your brother?
My brother is 12 years old. Please don't.
Age is not, it's just a number. Age is just a number.
Don't go there, Lexi.
And I'm gonna marry Nicole's dad or something.
Okay, no.
All right,
no.
Next fact.
No, it's not okay.
You're just my roomie, not gonna be my stepmom.
What if I was? You know how weird that would be? If
That'd
I was
be kind of funny.
Stepmom.
I'd love to go to that
it's
wedding.
Like, totally went to college with my stepmom.
Ooh, we totally turned up together, me and my stepmom.
I mean, it's always cool to have a cool parent, but
not that cool.
Is that too close? Okay, well, you know what else is cool? Trivia. Are you ready for trivia, guys?
I think Nicole's ready.
Her face, literally, she looks, she's just shaking her head. Like,
and then her lips are just, like, pursed. It's just no.
She's no. Straight no. I hate trivia.
Just going to put that out there.
Okay, well, you better be ready. I have a ton of trivia. So I'm going to start with Nicole. So Nicole, gosh. I'm going to ask you a question. It's multiple choice. And then I'm going to, if you don't get it right, I'm going to turn it to Chastine, and Chastine gets a chance. Is that okay with you?
I guess. Why not? Let's just go.
Okay. Question number one. How many presidents were elected to the presidency while serving in the Senate? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, D, none.
I'm so scared to answer.
Just choose one. It's not that scary. If you get it wrong, like, what's the worst that happens? You just get it wrong.
I don't want to be wrong.
I mean, who?
I got faith in you, Nicole. Don't put me up there.
Let's just go with B.
B's right. Ooh, both presidents, Warren G. Harding and JFK, went straight to the presidency from the Senate. That's impressive, Nicole. I had faith in you.
Let's see if I can keep the streak going.
Yeah. Well, I was going to, you know, give Chastine a chance to
Same
answer.
Thing.
You know.
Oh, damn. No, I'm here.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Which future president were recognized for their military accomplishments during the Mexican-American War? A. William Henry Harrison and James K. Polk. B. William Henry Harrison and Zachary Taylor. C. Zachary Taylor and Ulysses S. Grant. D. Ulysses S. Grant and Andrew Johnson. I believe in you. I have full faith in you.
Is there hints allowed?
There's no hints.
All right.
I believe in you. You kind of know one of them was in the Mexican-American War. I mean, we talked about them a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I'm kind of... All right, I'm going to throw one out there. Let's go with D.
D is your final answer?
Aw, damn. You're making me want to take it back.
D is your final answer?
Yes.
Oh! All right.
I knew it.
Nicole, it's your turn.
Well, it's obviously not D.
It's not D. And you know that we talked about one of them earlier. I believe in you. I think you can do this.
Okay, wait. You got to give me the choices again. Sorry.
Okay, A. William Henry Harrison and James K. Polk. B. William Henry Harrison and Zachary Taylor. C. Zachary Taylor and Ulysses S. Grant. D. Ulysses S. Grant and Andrew Johnson. C. D. B. A. B. C. D. A. Which one? I believe in you. You know it's not D. Don't choose D. That's foolish.
Let's just go with C.
C is correct. Woo! Zachary Taylor was the U.S. general during the Mexican-American War, and Ulysses S. Grant was the most decorated soldier. Boom. Now it goes back to Nicole because that's how it works. She has two already. Kind of technically like more of one because she got in the first try, but she got the second one too. Who was the president during the Spanish-American War?
Oh no.
I believe you. A. William McKinley. B. Woodrow Wilson. C. William Howard Taft. D. James K. Polk. I believe in you. Use your head. If you listen to my other shows, you would know the answer. I believe in you. You got this.
Let's just go with B.
B? B as in boy or D?
B as in boy.
B as in boy. Eh. I believe in you, Chastine. You know it's not B.
Just the question really quick.
Who was the president during the Spanish-American War? You know it's not B.
Please don't choose B.
Let's go with A.
A is correct. Woo! Finally. William McKinley was commander-in-chief during the Spanish-American War in which the U.S. suffered over 5,000 casualties for both battle and disease. Are you ready, Chastine, for another question?
You got this.
All right, let's go.
Which future president led the Rough Riders during the Spanish-American War? A. Theodore Roosevelt. B. Grover Cleveland. C. Woodrow Wilson. D. William McKinley. He's a Rough Rider. I definitely remember reading this in high school.
Sadly, I was not an AP history student.
I wasn't either. But I got this down.
Okay, let's go with A.
A? It's right. Theodore Roosevelt commanded the Rough Riders, a cavalry unit during the Spanish-American War. Woo! Woo! Okay, there's only two more questions. I think it's Nicole.
Can I pass it over to Nicole?
It technically is Nicole's turn.
Oh, well then.
Someone's getting greedy.
Yeah. Yeah. How many presidents have been impeached? A, 1. B, 2. C, 3. D, none. Use your head. I believe in you. I know you know at least one.
Dang, see, I feel bad because I did take AP US History.
God. I believe
Shout
in you.
Shout out to your teacher.
Shout out.
Don't do that.
To your teacher.
Let's go with B.
B?
Yeah.
It's correct. correct. Oh, shout out to your teacher. She taught you well. Do you know the two? Do you think you can do the two?
The last question?
No, do you think you can do the two presidents?
Name the two.
I know you know one. Like, come on. Everyone remembers this one. I mean, we weren't alive, but I mean, he's still alive now. He plays the sax. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Okay, well, it's him.
Him? Who's him?
Bill Clinton?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one.
I don't want to sound dumb on live radio. And then...
Yes. Who else?
Yeah. Nope, not coming to mind. No. He's on the tip of my tongue, though.
1868, if that helps you, Eddie.
Okay, nope. Just lost my train of thought. Chastity, do you want to take it?
It's Andrew Johnson, guys.
There we go.
Come on.
Come on, lady.
Okay, one more question, Chastity. Are you ready for it?
Wait, no, but Nicole got him right. Shouldn't she throw him back
That's
at her?
That's okay. Sharing is caring.
No. Who was the president during the Korean conflict of 1950 in 1953? We're about to talk about him. If you listen to the beginning of the show, you would know who he is. A. Lyndon B. Johnson. B. Harry S. Truman. C. Dwight D. Eisenhower. D. Richard M. Nixon. I believe in you. Take your time. Don't get it wrong. We're not talking about him. I lied about that part.
Just
to trip you up.
Yeah, I was kind of... Let's go C.
You're sticking with C?
No, okay, now I'm not. Can you say the answers again, please? One more time.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Now I'm...
Fine. D. Richard M. Nixon. C. Dwight D. Eisenhower. B. Harry S. Truman. A. Lyndon B. Johnson. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Can I go with A?
No. You want to try this out, Nicole? This is our last question in this trivia round. You win if you get this right. You win. Are a winner.
Let's make her proud, Nicole.
Let's make me proud.
Oh my god, so much pressure.
You know, it's not... Would you choose A?
Yeah.
You know,
oh, wait, hold on. Can I go back to that?
No,
just read. Come on. I just thought about it.
No, you can't go back. Once you go...
Yeah, oh, no, really? You can't. Really?
No, you can't do it. Nicole, come on. I believe in you.
Are you going to be mad if I ask you to name the choices again?
No. Lyndon B. Johnson, Harry S. Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Richard M. Nixon.
Come on, I remember the answer now. I did a project on it.
No, I'm just going to guess and go with C.
Come on, can I say the answer?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
B?
Yeah. Harry S. Truman. God, I had so much faith in you, you know? Well, we're going to move on to Dwight D. Eisenhower, because he is also a war hero, but he was not the answer to that question. Nicole. Dwight D. Eisenhower is the 34th president of the United States from 1953 until 1961. His nickname was Ike. He was a 5-star general in the United States Army during World War II and served as Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces in Europe. He had responsibilities for planning and supervising the invasion of North Africa in Operation Torch in 1942 to 1943, and the successful invasion of France and Germany in 1944 and 1945 from the Western Front, also known as D-Day. In 1951, he became the first Supreme Commander of NATO. He was the last U.S. president to have been born in the 19th century after World War II. And after World War II, Eisenhower served as Army Chief of Staff under President Henry S. Truman, then assumed the post of president at Columbia University. In his doctrine, in the first year of his presidency, Eisenhower deposed the leader of Iran in the 1953 Iran coup d'etat. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong, and I remember writing an essay about it, and whenever I had to read it to the class, I said it wrong, and I still don't know how to say it. And my teacher would be so mad. It's like, cope de, I, it's like, ugh, never mind. And
you tried, it's okay.
Eisenhower used nuclear threats to conclude the Korean War with China after the Soviet Union launched the world's first artificial satellite in 1957. Eisenhower authorized the establishment of NASA, which led to the space race. Eisenhower forced Israel, the UK, and France to end their invasion of Egypt during the Suez Crisis of 1956, while condemning the Soviet invasion of Hungary during the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. In 1958, he sent 15,000 U.S. troops to Libya to prevent the pro-Western government from falling to a Nasser-inspired revolution. Eisenhower also launched an interstate highway system, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, which led to the internet, among many invaluable outputs, and encouraged peaceful use of nuclear power via amendments to the Atomic Energy Act. And he sent federal troops to Little Rock, Arkansas, for the first time since the Reconstruction, to enforce federal court orders to desegregate public schools. He also signed civil rights legislations in 1957 and 1960 to protect the right to vote. He implemented the desegregation of the armed forces in 2 years and made 5 appointments to the Supreme Court. That's pretty cool. Eisenhower had a pretty lengthy presidency with lots of things that happened. It definitely, there was a lot of foreign policy happening, a lot of domestic policy for sure was happening, Little Rock 9, a lot was happening during his time, and I find him to be a very important president, not just because he was a war hero, but because he did try to fix things between us and the Soviet Union. His domestic policy was very stern on what he wanted. He wanted a lot out of the U.S., and he didn't stop at any point. His doctrine was he wanted to stop the spread of communism. He stated that any country could request aid and military help from the U.S. if it was being threatened by another, and this was designated to stop the Soviet Union. So he's very stuck on not letting the Soviet Union get what it wants. So we're going to take a break. We just talked about Dwight D. Eisenhower, and before that, we had a little trivia battle. Nicole, her A push is coming in handy right now. She got a couple of those questions right. Chastine, you didn't do bad either, though.
I believe it was a 3-3. We did pretty good.
You both did pretty well. It was pretty good. It was pretty awesome. Normally, the trivia is like a lot simpler, and this one's a little bit harder, and you guys are doing really good on it. Like, some people get really stumped by the easiest questions, like, who was the first president? I'm just kidding. No one's done that so far. I don't know why they'd let them on my show if that was so. This is Oval Hour with DJ Freaks. My guests, Chastine and Nicole. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
Came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. If you be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. Glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms.
Could have said I love you. Could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet. I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine. I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day. I'll be your shade tree. You'll be my honeysuckle. I'll be your honeybee. You'll be my Louisiana. I'll be your Mississippi. You'll be my little Loretta. I'll be your Conway Twitty. You'll be my sugar baby. I'll be your sweet ass tea. You'll be my honeysuckle. And I'll be your honeybee. I'll be your honeybee.
This is DJ Freet at Oval Hours, Wednesdays 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. My guests today are Chastain and Nicole. And before the break, we were talking about Dwight D. Eisenhower. Ike the man.
Yes, Ike.
Ike. He's a pretty chill dude. He was a pretty cool president. He did a lot. He was also a war hero, just like many presidents are. I kind of remember when I was little, I thought that all presidents had been like war heroes. Like, it's just something in my head was like, yeah, George Washington, he was in the war, so that means every other president was in the war as well. It just makes sense. Abraham Lincoln, yeah, totally in the war. Like, everyone. Like, Nixon, yeah. Ronald Reagan, yeah. I mean, Ronald Reagan was in the war. Like, yeah, Obama, yeah. And I'm like, Obama's not in the... He wasn't in the military? That's weird. Like, how is he going to be a war hero? Like, I don't know. It still kind of bothers me that that's how I thought it was. In a way, it'd be kind of cool if every single president had served in, like, the Army or the military or the Navy or the Air Force. It'd be kind of cool. Be like, every single president has done this. Yeah. I guess I'm the only one that's a little excited about that. So, Ace, don't pretend to be excited. Here's some fun facts about Dwight D. Eisenhower, or Ike the Man. He was the first president with a pilot license, having earned it in 1939. That's pretty cool. He was also a football player. He broke his leg in a game, and the same leg he had injured earlier in his life, and it never fully healed. The collegiate player he was tackling during the injury was the future Hall of Famer and Olympic gold medalist Jim Thorpe. That, I think, is so cool. It's weird to think that two historical figures in American history, like, met each other. It's kind of trippy to me to think that happened. Like, ooh, I touched him, and he became president. And he became an Olympic gold medalist. Like, that's something about that. That's pretty trippy. I mean, I feel like you guys don't know who Jim Thorpe is, but no, I do. So it's a little more, it's like, it's kind of cool to me. a lot of things are cool to me, and you know that because you're my roommates. I probably walk in and I'm probably like, ooh, cool, like, oh, look at this cat. And you're just probably like sitting there like, ooh, yeah, it's kind of cool, I guess, Lexi. Like, yeah, that's good. Yeah, you do you, Lexi. You do
it makes
you.
You happy, so it's pretty cool. So.
That's good. I want you to want me to be happy, I guess.
But wait, so the dude broke the president's leg. Before he was president.
Yeah, kind of. It's like he tackled him. So I guess he kind of broke his leg, but like the president tackled Jim Thorpe. And because he did that, like, when they hit each other, he broke his leg. So kind of like he broke his leg, like, sort of. Yeah?
Close enough.
Well, Jim Thorpe, just so you know, was a pentathlon and decathlon. And he also played American football. He's also known for losing his Olympic titles. He was one of the one of the first to be known to lose the Olympic titles because of the amateur rule in the Olympics. And they said because he had played football and he formerly played for, a higher division team, that he wasn't amateur anymore. So they took away his medals. But later on, unfortunately, when he was dead, they gave back his medals.
Aww.
I mean, that sucks.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I mean... But it's still cool and still trips me out that they kind of met each other. Like,
yeah.
It trip you out too? Or I feel like there's more instances where that happens. Like, especially with presidents where they're like, oh, this president met that president sometime, but they didn't even know it. It's like if you met, like, if you watched a video. I saw this on Yahoo, I think. It was an article, and it was about this couple found a video of them when they were younger, and they
I've
were both.
Seen that.
Yeah, they were both in the video.
I like the amusement park or something, right?
Yeah, and they had no clue that they were both there.
Oh, that's so
trippy.
Cute.
It's like kind of like your dreams when you like see people you don't know. Technically, you've seen them before.
Yeah,
that's what I read. That
every person in your dream, you've seen them once in your life.
Yeah,
I've had a person that I hadn't met before, but I met them. After the dream.
Is that like, I think you must have seen them before. You just didn't know.
But no, like, I don't think they were from the same area. Like, I saw him at a wedding. And so I introduced myself, and he said, hey, and he walked away.
Ooh. How cute.
I think that's kind of, well, it could have been deja vu, but I think it's more of, when I think of deja vu, it's like, in the moment, you replace whatever was empty in that dream, and then it's like,
you think you saw him.
Yeah.
Your mind's a trippy thing.
Yeah.
And what's the mess with you? It just, like, it doesn't want you to understand what's happening ever. Like, whatsoever. I'm not going to let you understand what's happening. No. Well, I have more fun facts, even though I think that one's my favorite. Maybe. Maybe not. Also, Dwight D. Eisenhower was courted by both parties for the 1948 presidential election, but he opted instead to remain in the military while also becoming president of Columbia University. He courted again in 1952. He joined the Republicans and ran against Democratic Edlyn Stevenson using a now famous campaign logo, I Like Ike. Eisenhower won in a landslide, becoming the only former general in the 20th century to become president. He also became the last president born in the 19th century. When he ran again in 1956, he again defeated Stevenson in a landslide. Despite this, his approval rates were very low by the time he left office. A little sad, but kind of cool. Both parties wanted you. It's kind of like everyone's dreams. Everyone wants you, basically. Yeah, that's my dream.
Must have been a hard decision for him, though.
I want to be a cool kid.
You want to be a cool kid?
I want to be a cool kid. Well, Eisenhower married Mamie Dow in 1916, and the couple had two sons. The first son died in 1921 of scarlet fever, but the second son, born in 1922 and named John, is still living. John gave Eisenhower four grandchildren, including a son named David, who became the namesake of the presidential retreat, Camp David. David Eisenhower, in turn, married the daughter of Richard Nixon, Eisenhower's vice president. Once again, people marry people they know. It's so weird, but not. During World War II, Eisenhower was elevated to the rank of five-star general in supreme command of the Allies. He's the only one of five men to ever hold a five-star rank. As the commander of the Allies, Eisenhower was the most powerful military man in the world. That's pretty cool. Like, that's straight up a war hero right there. You're like, I am the most important, highest person in the military. But I'm not president. Yet. That's probably almost. What he said. I'm almost president. We were talking about this earlier during our break. About we were looking at Eisenhower. You might as well look at some pictures of the presidents you're about to talk about. You know, appearance sometimes is a, you know, a thing. Like, it's important. Like, Richard Nixon was shorter than, and he, on when it first telecast the presidential talks, he was shorter and he was wearing a weird colored suit. So in the picture, he looked a little. He didn't look ready. His suit didn't look really well, so appearance is sometimes important. And we were looking at Ike, and Ike is also the only 20th century president who was bald. But he was also the first president to appear on color television. So, I mean, everyone can see that he was bald, but now in color. That's not too bad. Eisenhower was also the first president of 50 states, achieving the distinction when Hawaii became a state in 1959. That's kind of cool. I think that's pretty sweet. Like, oh, yeah, 50 states. I'm the first president. Well, I mean, maybe he didn't even know that, now that I'm thinking about that. Like, maybe he was like, I'm getting more states in here. I'm not quite sure what he... Maybe like, we're getting Mexico. Yeah! We're getting Canada. Yeah! Like, 51 states. I'm not going to lie, guys. Up until I was about 11, I thought there was 51 states because for some reason... I thought Hawaii was never, like, included, so I always was like, 51 states. You know what I mean? No?
No,
no, you don't understand what I'm talking about. So I thought, everyone's like, oh, there's 50 states. And they would say, oh, and then Alaska and Hawaii, too. Like, they're like, oh, the mainland's mm-hmm. states, and then Alaska and Hawaii. So I always thought Hawaii was an extra, and they would just, like, say, there's 50 states, and then, like, plus Hawaii. So I was like, oh, there's 51 states.
Oh, I get it.
Okay, now it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense now.
You're like, oh, there's also one more? Like, okay, it kind of makes sense. Yeah.
You gotta explain a little.
I had to explain a little bit about what it was. Eisenhower is also the only president in the 20th century who never held a political office prior to becoming president. He's the only second in the U.S. history as well. So in the 20th century, he's the only president, but he's also the second president throughout. Zachary Taylor was the first to do so. That's kind of cool. Like, go straight from, like, no political background whatsoever. And I'm like, yeah, like, right now, as a communications major at Dominican University, with a minor in history, I'm going to go out there and just be like, I want to be president right now. No political affiliation whatsoever. I'm going to have to wait a while because I'm not old enough. Yeah. But I'm just going to make sure I have no political background whatsoever. And I'm like, president now.
And you're going to take over.
You're going to be the next Ike?
No, I don't like being...
I like Lexi. You like Lexi. We all like Lexi. I'm going to create a little thing for you.
We'll be your campaign managers.
Yes. Can you wait that long? You know, I have to be 35.
We'll have to see where we are.
We'll see where we are. We'll be in P58. Sadly, Eisenhower also had several medical issues during his presidency, which included mild heart attack, an aneurysm, and a mild stroke. He also suffered from Crohn's disease and had a gallbladder problem. He lived, however, for 8 more years after leaving office in 1961, finally dying of congestive heart failure in 1969. And during his autopsy, they found a tumor which discovered might have contributed to his continual heart problems later in life. I feel like a lot of presidents have severe illness, but they try to hide it, you know.
Yeah.
Polio, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure Obama has something. Whenever I look at presidents and, like, I look throughout their pictures, like, from day one to when they leave, they always seem to age really, really, really quickly. Like, Obama looks really old.
I think it's the hair.
The hair really gets Obama. Mm-hmm. It's really gray. It's a tiring job. Like,
yeah.
You, so much is put on you. It makes sense why you'd age so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you were just living a chill life, you probably look not as tired as Obama looks. He looks really tired, even with all that makeup they put on. So, I can't even imagine what Eisenhower looked like. Like, he probably was just, like, sitting there in his chair, like, I'm done with this. Like, this is horrible.
Poor guy.
But it was a good run. It's a good run. It's a good run. Are you guys ready for some trivia?
Yeah. Let's go for it again.
Might as well. Not enthusiastic whatsoever. You're like, no, Lexi, I hate trivia. You're trying to tell me, basically.
We were barely living on the edge last time.
You know what? I have hope in this round. Justine, you're going to start, though.
You got this.
Nicole started last time.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Who was the president when the U.S. engaged in the Persian Gulf conflict in 1991? See, you have a time frame. So, you better get this right. A. George Bush. B. Bill Clinton. C. Ronald Reagan. D. Jimmy Carter. 1991. Who was president when the U.S. engaged in the Persian Gulf conflict in 1991?
Let's just throw this out here then. A?
Yes.
Yes.
Boom. Good job,
George Washington was commander-in-chief of what became known as Operation Desert Storm in 1991. And of course, this is not GW.
Yeah.
This is AW. This is Herbert. Herbert W. Bush. Are you ready, Nicole?
Yeah, let's pass that to Nicole.
We'll pass it on to Nicole. Oh, you know, God, we got to go back and forth, give you a chance. Your eight push has to be put into work. Shout out to your teacher.
Don't contact my teacher, please.
Send this link to him, the podcast, which is at radio.dominican.edu under Oval Hour. And I'll tell him, listen to it. Your former student's on there. She messed up a little bit, but it's okay. Because she's about to get this question right.
I hope so.
Which president led the D-Day invasion as commander-in-chief?
Oh, gosh.
A. Harry S. Truman. B. Franklin D. Roosevelt. C. Hubert Hoover. D. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
I'm just going to go with D.
D?
Sure.
D? D?
Just, yeah, sure.
Are you sure about that?
No, but just go.
Yep. Let's think about this. Which president? Let me clarify. He was president while this happened. So, do you want to think about it again, or is that hit not helping you whatsoever?
Wait, tell me the choices again, then.
A. Harry S. Truman. B. Franklin D. Roosevelt. C. Hubert Hoover. D. Dwight D. Eisenhower. He was president. He was in office.
Let's go. I don't know. A? I don't know.
No, it's B.
Dang it. That was my other choice. That's okay.
Franklin D. Roosevelt was president when the Allied troops stormed Normandy in 1944. But, see, the question's worded a little funny, and it's kind of a trick question.
You tricked me. No
was
fair.
Was led by future president General Dwight D. Eisenhower. That's why I had to help you with the clue, because you had D for Dwight D. Eisenhower, because he was there, and he did, like, but he didn't leave it as commander-in-chief.
Dang it. Close enough.
That was close enough. I did not give Chastine a chance to rebuttal that.
Yeah, it's all right.
How do you feel about that?
Actually, I had that in my back of my head, but...
You did?
Yeah, I was. When you said the question, I got kind of lit up. But
this is our final question. Are you ready for it?
All right, let's go for it.
How many future presidents served in the military during the Civil War? A, 4, B, 6, C, 7, D, 8. I believe in you.
Let's go with B.
6? The following 6 presidents. Yeah, you got it right.
There yes. you go.
All served in the Civil War. Ulysses S. Grant, Ruth Fort B. Hayes, James A. Garfield, Chester A. Arthur, William McKinley, and Benjamin Harrison. You got that right. That's we're ending on a good note, Chess.
There you go.
Thank you. That's good. I'm proud to call you guys my roommates.
All that makes me happy.
Does it?
Yeah. Got a little tear coming down here.
Well, that's all the time we have tonight for Oval Hour. Thank you for tuning in, even though we're an hour after. But it was way worth it because Soul Candy was loads of fun and the performances were so good. So you should go to radio.dominican.edu and listen to the podcast of Soul Candy. It might not be up tomorrow. It most likely will. But you definitely should listen to it if you didn't get to attend. And this is Oval Hour, and my guests were my two roommates, Chastine and Nicole. I hope you guys had fun. Did you?
Yes, I had fun.
Nicole?
I enjoyed it.
Just enjoyed. Tune in next time, Wednesdays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Ciao.